and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Happy Friday. It is April the 19th. Just a heads up, it's 2 days until my birthday.
I know.
I want to be that guy, because I have friends like that, so why can't I be that guy?
Sure.
I haven't really bragged about this birthday that much. I'm just waiting for my Jana Kramer call. Do I have that planned for today?
Well, it's not today. Hopefully, we'll get that over the weekend.
So I left a spot open on today's show for that. Did you see that? So, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for
okay.
you to.
Well, yeah, I haven't heard back from her yet.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I have reached out.
Right, I bet.
I messaged her.
I did reach out to David Arquette. We were talking about David Arquette being in town, right? Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, you should try to reach out to him and like see what's up. Because like legitimately, we have mutual friends.
Yeah.
Right? Because he did some wrestling stuff and all that. He even continues to wrestle now. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the show, toward the end of it, I guess, Kelly gives me this look like, oh! Because David Arquette has responded to us on social media.
Yeah, it popped up on my phone that David Arquette gave you a thumbs up. And yeah. I got excited.
Yeah, so in the middle of a story, let me just give you, I'll pull the curtain back today. In the middle of the story, as we're transitioning to me giving my story, Kelly looks up like somebody is coming at us. And I even said on the air, what
is it?
What is it? Because she gave me this look and it made me nervous. But me and David Arquette are friends now.
Yeah.
So I sent him
because he follows you now, right?
Well, he did follow me. So I sent
along
him
with Bebe Rexha and Jimmy Fallon.
And Jimmy Fallon, Jerry
I'll
Lawler,
go ahead and say that for
Jeff
you.
Mm-hmm. Trish Stratus follows me as well.
Does Jana Kramer follow you?
You know what? I'm not sure if she is right now, mm-hmm. but I'll message her if I can.
Right.
So anyway, David Arquette, he's a good buddy of the show now. I am going to try to get him in because he has been in town. He's done some different stuff. Been spotted around town. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know.
He seems really nice. There's been a lot of people that have had pictures with him and stuff.
I know that. So we're going to try to get David Arquette in the studio and see if we can work that out. He's actually not in town right now. He flew out to wrestle. So.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, on K-Fun on this day in the year 1983, and we typically don't go back this far, but I will make exceptions for songs that I like a lot.
Of course.
And the exception is for one of my favorite bands ever, Alabama.
Okay.
Dixieland Delight, number one on K-Fun on this day in 1983.
Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving.
Hey now.
A little turn of dubbing on a Mason-Dixon night.
Yep.
It's my life.
All right.
Oh, so right. My Dixieland tonight.
1983. Holy goodness, that was 36 years ago. Well, then there's that. Alabama number one on this day on K-5.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So reading this deal that MTV is about to put together a reality convention. So basically what they're going to do is they're going to get people who are on these famous MTV reality shows and other reality shows and bring them together for a big convention.
Well, MTV was like one of the first ones that did something, right?
Yeah, like The Real World was the first time. Like that was that Big Brother show before there was a Big Brother
wow,
show.
Yeah.
So they're talking about The Real World, and they're talking about Jersey Shore, and they're talking about bringing in people from The Bachelor and Survivor and The Real Housewives, and they're talking about The Hills and Love and Hip Hop and RuPaul's Drag Race and Duck Dynasty, all of these different reality stars coming together for this convention that's going to be put on by MTV so you can go and meet your favorite reality stars.
I think people will go crazy for that.
So I was thinking back to our days. We did this deal. There was a promotion we could team up with when I was down the hall on Kiss FM, and it was The Reality Bar Crawl.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
So basically, they reached out to me and said, hey, we can bring stars from MTV reality shows to your town. We'll go out to nightclubs. And we did these in Paragould and Blytheville and Jonesboro, all around the area, right? And we'd bring in these different reality stars. And people would freak out because yeah. here would come these people that we had seen on MTV.
Right.
And like to us at that point, like they were hyper famous.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, there's no telling what they are making. Because I know, like, we weren't paying the reality company that much.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got a portion of the money that was being paid out. But still, like, these reality stars, once the shows were over, they were looking for things to do. So we would bring them in. We'd walk into a club. They would be filming this for, you know, social media and stuff like that. And people would lose their minds. Like, I'm telling you, it was like Skin Fest in some of the places.
Oh, Skin Fest.
Well, because it's, you know, here comes a camera, and for whatever reason, when people have had too much alcohol and there's a camera,
it's a weird mix.
I'm not sure why you think, hey, guess what?
Right.
Woo!
Yeah.
But, you know, wow. So it was kind of a wild time. But I remember being so enthralled with the first female that I met, I believe. Maybe she was the second.
Do you remember who it was?
Yeah, it was Tanya from The Real World.
The blonde-headed girl?
Tanya Cooley.
Wow.
Because she was like the most famous one of that era.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, can we get Tanya? Can we get Tanya? And like the first time we didn't get Tanya. The second, we got her a couple of times.
Wow.
So there's a picture of me and Allie King with Tanya Cooley and Derek. I can't remember Derek's last name. Outside, like they brought their reality bar crawl van and it was outside of the radio station. So I'm just thinking this reality thing, this reality con for MTV.
I think it'll be huge.
It could be a big deal. I might reach out to Tanya Cooley today and see if she's going to it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We got a really sweet message on social media just a few minutes ago, and we wanted to give a shout out.
Crystal Shelley says, Brandon and Kelly's morning show makes my entire day. I'm not an early bird, but listening to them every morning in the car makes me enjoy the drive. Thank you, Crystal.
Because I'm the happy hey. If you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm the happy
Contrary to popular belief, we are not morning people. So we have to try really hard.
We're faking it.
We have to try really hard to make this work.
You make me smile like the sun.
We appreciate that. All right, so we probably should do some gossip because there's a lot of stuff going on.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande, who performed at Coachella. She's booked for Lollapalooza. One of the things that we found out about her, though, is she finds performing live to be very difficult right now. She says that so much of her new music came from difficult spots in the last couple of years of her life. And truly, when she gets up there and performs on stage, the anxiety is there. She's having to relive those moments, and she's not sure that touring is the best for her mind. So we'll see if she plans any more tours in the future, but she does have some pretty big dates coming up.
Gotcha Gossip on Jason Momoa. He's Aquaman. He's on the Game of Thrones. He's married to Lisa Bonet. So I've heard people say that if you stare into Jason Momoa's eyes, it can put you in a trance.
I said that.
Oh, is that what you...
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Well, he just completely shaved his face for the first time in 2012. He's kind of known for his beard, but he did it for a good cause. Our planet. So there's a video out where he shaves and talks about the importance of recycling and switching from plastic bottles to aluminum cans. And he actually kind of markets a new line of canned water. But you can see for yourself, I posted the video on our Facebook page. You can tell me what you think. Jason Momoa with or without the beard, yes or no, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
So I think if I could look like anybody, I'd pick Jason Momoa.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
And I was going through and I was like, oh, surely he's not going to be as good looking without the beard. Surely
and
not.
And he still is.
Yeah, I thought so too. Is that weird for me to go ahead and admit
no.
that? Hey, have you ever heard of the rapper, comedian Lil Dicky?
I've heard of him, yes.
So there's a song out, and the reason we're going to play a little snippet of it is because it involves tons of celebrities. So this is put together by the rapper, comedian Lil Dicky, and Leonardo DiCaprio. Featured in this song are Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Halsey, Zac Brown, Brandon Urie from Panic at the Disco, Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg, Kevin Hart, Adam Levine, Shawn Mendes, Charlie Puth, Sia, Miley Cyrus, Lil Jon, Rita Ora,
man.
Katy Perry, Ed Sheeran, Meghan Trainor, Leonardo DiCaprio, and the Backstreet Boys. So if you remember, We Are the World. We
oh,
are
yeah.
the world.
Mm-hmm.
We are the people. This is all about the earth and taking care of the earth. And again, as you go through and listen to the song, you'll hear all these super famous people in it. I was going to give you a little sneak peek of it. It's Lil Dicky, and the song is called Earth.
We love the earth, it is our planet. We love the earth, it is our home.
It's an animated video,
earth,
too.
It is our planet. We love the earth, it is our home.
Here comes Bieber. Ariana.
Hey, I'm a zebra. No one knows what I do, but I look pretty cool in my white or black.
Here's Halsey.
I'm a lion cub, and I'm always getting licked.
Meow. How's it going? I'm a cow.
Zach Brown.
You drink milk from my tits.
Anyway, you can check out the video. It's the Earth video. It's pretty good stuff, though. It's really fun if you want to go check it out. It's on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. It's all about the Earth, so stop making that funny. That was Zach Brown, by the way. Kfine.com. Kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We like to pull the curtain back. We just made a special video for a friend of ours who is having a birthday today, and it was a video that we shot in the studio.
Let's just say it's for an eight-year-old.
Yes, it's for an eight-year-old. And we are both depressed now.
Well, I knew as soon as you stopped it, I just nodded my head. No, we're not sending it. And why? Why are we not sending it? And I was just wait till you see it. Number one, we danced on it.
Yes, we danced.
And I'm on beat and you're not.
No, you're not. You're not on beat either. So I know you want to think that you're so much better than me.
We're both off beat.
Here's what we realized, though. We just saw what you all see.
And we are sorry.
There is a false reality when you look in the mirror on how you look. And then there's what the rest of the world sees when you're not posing. So the diet started about 40 seconds ago. Let's do People Are Crazy.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
59-year-old Andrew lives in the Florida Keys. Awesome, right? He's crazy rich, too. So last month, he bought a private island with a huge estate for $8 million.
Goodness.
Right? So he also owns a 12-bedroom mansion that was used for the 17th season of MTV's Real World.
Really?
So he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
But even though he obviously has plenty of money, he got arrested on Saturday for trying to steal $300 worth of stuff from Kmart.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently he needed some stuff for his new mansion because right after he closed on it last month, he bought two new coffee makers, eight light bulbs, and a bed skirt at Kmart. Well, the police said he put used items like a pillowcase, used light bulbs, and a basketball in the boxes and tried to return them.
Oh my gosh.
To Kmart. Well, Andrew claims he didn't do it, and someone else must have switched out the products. He's facing a felony grand theft charge, and he's due in court next week. But speaking of Kmart, what type of store should you never, ever, ever, ever take your dog?
Ooh, I have no idea. Where should you never take your dog?
A flea market. No? No, you don't like that one?
That's a pretty good one, I guess.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Easter weekend. Will the Easter Bunny make a stop at the Perry house, or does he hop past your house now?
He will make a stop.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
I think the Easter Bunny will probably stop at our place as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you have to have an Easter basket.
Yeah.
On Easter, right? They say that about 85% of parents are going to limit how much candy their kids get to eat on Easter. You think that? Not really.
Not really.
Do you guys do a big family Easter thing, like where it's the extended family coming
sometimes,
over?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes if we're able.
Only about a third of families do that, like where the whole family comes mm-hmm. over. That seems like for my family, that was always more of a Thanksgiving and Christmas deal.
Right.
And like Easter was more, you know, just me and my brother and mm-hmm. my sister and my mom. Food on Easter, you guys do anything special for that?
No, just the hard-boiled eggs. When you find the eggs, we wanted to eat them or something. But then they were never really that good.
No, they're not.
Mm-mm.
And then you have to determine, like, the ones that you paint or you decorate or whatever. Can
oh,
you
we
actually
used to fight over them,
but
too.
Can you eat those?
I guess.
And do you hide those or just the candy eggs?
Because if you hide the real ones, or sometimes those get lost.
Mm. We did an Easter egg hunt with Kai last year where it was just Kai.
How'd that go?
Well, I mean, it's kind of...
You should do a scavenger hunt. That's what I do with my kids.
How do you do that?
You just make, basically, you do a scavenger hunt, and they have to go to different places all over the house and yard, and they have, like, little clues, and then towards the very end, there's a big Easter treasure.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Because
it was kind of, it didn't really have, like, the big payoff when it was just Kai hunting by himself. So then,
right.
Kai wanted to hide the eggs and have me hunt for them.
Well, but if you have more than one child,
right.
they fight over, I made that one. No, I made that one.
Yeah.
That's mine.
who got more, who got the better candy, all that stuff. Yeah. So anyway, I found a picture of Kai because I was thinking back to, I knew we took this picture.
Yeah.
He was probably 7 months old for Easter 2010, right? And we had the basket. And for whatever reason, I bought bunny ears. And I think I probably bought them so I could be like,
it's because
like a rabbit.
You were a new dad. That's why you bought them.
And because you just do silly things.
Right.
So then what happens is, here's Chunky Kai with his Easter bunny. We put the Easter bunny rabbit ears on his head and put him in a basket.
Aww.
And
let
I believe
me see.
This picture will...
Oh, that's so cute.
Do you think he'll think it's cute?
No, he'll be upset because you're posting a picture of him in, without his shirt on as a baby.
But
I can
really
see him being
cute.
Upset. Just don't show him.
Just post it, not tell him?
Yeah.
But it's such a cute picture of him.
It is really cute.
Like, my mom never had pictures of me like that. I don't think.
Maybe.
I just think we take more pictures now. It's easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because back then you'd have to run to the...
The Kodaks and then do the...
The 35
film?
Millimeter.
What's it called?
The film. You'd have to go buy the film.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to, once you bought the film, you'd never know if you had good pictures. Then you'd have to take the pictures to the drugstore to
and
get them to develop.
And then someone's finger would be in every single picture.
Yeah. And you had no idea if you got good stuff or not.
Yep.
But that was almost what made it fun.
Because you'd get a diamond in the rough. You'd get that one picture that was the shot.
Yeah. And so back then, if we had social media, we'd be posting pictures with our eyes closed and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Now everybody pretty much, like if I say, let's take a picture... We take three or four consecutive in order, like bam, 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 just in case somebody moves or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll post this Easter picture.
You think should,
Is that a story or a profile type of thing?
That's really cute. I'd say profile.
That way it stays
forever?
Like happy Easter
from
our little family. Hop along, everybody.
Maybe not all that.
What's hopping in?
Have an excellent Easter.
Let's do all of that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
As a parent, we keep photos that are embarrassing of our children. I have just shared one of Kai. If he sees that I posted this, he might not speak to me all weekend, but it is Kai at the age of about 7 months with just a diaper on and Easter bunny ears.
He's so cute.
But it's like, that's my little buddy and that's the little guy. I wanted him to have the greatest Easter. And I remember, I was that silly parent who thought your kid was supposed to be more advanced than they were. So
of course.
I thought at 7 months, Kai could help me decorate Easter eggs.
Oh, gosh.
I remember on his first Christmas, he was 3 months old. I was disappointed he didn't like his presents.
And he couldn't even open them.
Right. But that's how I was, though.
Right.
You know, like you want everything to happen so fast,
yeah.
and then they start getting older, and you want everything to
slow
down.
Stop. Yeah,
so
I know it.
It's kind of crazy. All right. Anyway, let's go ahead and do this. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It's Friday, April the 19th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Charlotte Stoltz.
Happy birthday.
Little Miss Charlotte is 8 years old today. We've known her entire life, so happy birthday. She also was the recipient of a video birthday message from myself and Kelly where we realized we never want to go out in public again because that's what y'all say. We're terrible together like that.
Yeah, I know
Gosh. Oh, no. Also, happy birthday goes out to Shannon Hobbs of Wynn, who celebrates today. Terry Light from Bono. Caroline Crawford of Jonesboro celebrates. Carol Brown of Ravenden, 74 today. Jackson Williams of Newport turns 10. Amyalyn Moyers is 2 years old today. Susan Crabb of Tuckerman. Love from your favorite daughter, Rainey. Billy Heisler of Searcy, 42. Caitlin Jones of Bay turns 23. Stacy Carter Mason of Bald Knob has a birthday. Cassie Fagan of Truman, 13. Aradia Gomez of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday. Ava Perkins from Paragould turns 9. Katie Hobbs of Harrisburg, 1 year old today. Celebrating tomorrow, Laisha Ishmael of Jonesboro celebrates. AJ Cobb from Wynn turns 11. Oni Haynes of Wynn has a birthday coming up tomorrow. David Rogers of Jonesboro. Shane McBride of Jonesboro celebrates tomorrow. Ariel Jenkins of Wynn. Landon Pettit of Jonesboro turns 8. Josiah Mosley turns 3. Travis Fox of Cave City turns 43. Love from your wife. Caitlin Knuckles of Truman turns 26 tomorrow. Celebrating on Sunday, Amanda Carrington of Jonesboro, Tiffany Porter from Jonesboro, Susan Naylor from Jonesboro, Tina Merriman, also from Jonesboro, Diana South of Wynn has a birthday on Sunday, Caden Toombs of Paragould turns 8, and Ryan Sluter of Jonesboro celebrates on Sunday. Lots of birthdays from all over the listening area. If you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Maria Sharapova is 32. She's a tennis star.
Was she the one that would,
Yeah. Trust me.
Okay. I trust you.
Troy, I never can say this right, and I would like for you to say it before people yell at me, please.
I want you to say it first.
Palamalu.
That's actually correct.
Hey, is 38. Of course, he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But he's most known, though, for those commercials with the big
head
hair.
And shoulders.
The head and shoulders. Yeah.
Hayden Christensen is 38. That was Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars prequels. Kate Hudson is 40. That's Goldie Hawn's daughter. Ashley Judd is 41. For Saturday, Miranda Kerr is 36. She's a Victoria's Secret angel.
I know who she is.
Yep. Joseph Lawrence is 43. That was Joey on Blossom.
Whoa.
Carmen Electra is 47. Crispin Helian Glover is 55. That's George McFly in Back to the Future.
Wow.
McFly. Sunday, Tony Romo is 39. He played for your team.
Yep.
James McAvoy is 40. Professor X and the X-Men. Brutus the Barber Beefcake is 62.
Yep.
And
hey, he's a new WWE Hall of Famer from this year.
And Tony Danza is 68 on Sunday.
Oh, we got to do this one.
Do you remember the words?
Is it making the way in the world? Is that
no,
the wrong song?
No.
Is that not it?
No. There's a time you were singing Cheers.
Take a chance and face the world.
Sounds the same though.
Making the world and
a road that's in. A brand new life around the bend. There were times.
Who was the daughter in this show, Brandon?
Alyssa Milano. Samantha, you can call her
Samantha.
Sam.
There's a path you take and a path not taken.
Who's the boss?
Choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
You know, she might have been my first young person crush, because my first ever crush was Barbara Mandrell.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was the Charles in Charge girl.
Nicole Eggert.
Yeah.
I was a little bit older for that one. I was more mature for that one.
More mature.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Caitlin Jones. The winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Sometimes life as a parent can be a tad bit stressful, even if you're Carrie Underwood. So she actually sent this tweet that I think so many parents can relate to. And this is the actual quote. And I quote, "Just referred to my time in the dentist chair when they gave me the gas as me time.
Aww.
I really need a spa day or a night out or something. Hashtag help me. Hashtag that's kind of sad." But it's exactly what people go through, especially when there's a new baby. Like, man, even going to the dentist feels like a day off. You can check out that tweet if you go follow Carrie Underwood on Twitter.
So Kelsey Ballerini was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry this week by several of her idols, Carrie Underwood being one of them, and also a surprise appearance by Keith Urban.
Yeah.
But before she went on stage, she talked about how much she's learned on the road touring with Keith Urban and Kelly Clarkson and how it got her ready for her own tour. Yeah. She did a theater tour last year, and so she's jumping from theater tours to arena tours, and she's headlining, so she's been really nervous about it. But when the first night sold out, she was like, okay, I can do this. This is awesome. So she loves that people resonate with her music and they connect enough to where they want to buy a ticket and they want to go. And she said that the first weekend of her tour was like a dream. So congrats to Kelsey Ballerini.
I actually want to go see that tour. I think it'd be kind of neat. So speaking of Kelsey, her husband is Morgan Evans, right? He's a singer-songwriter. His current single is called Day Drunk. I was going to play a snippet of that.
Baby, let's get a little day drunk. Party
Okay, so that's Morgan Evans, his song Day Drunk. Of course, we all know the song Tequila by Dan and Shay. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see. Okay, so take Day Drunk plus Tequila and Morgan Evans acoustic in a studio, and you get this. It's a pretty cool mashup. Morgan Evans.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey or red wine, champagne all night, little scotch on the rocks, and I'm fine, I'm fine. 'Cause we bought that champagne for New Year's. We got one song, bottle left. Let's pop it open, baby, what you say?
How cool is that?
That's really cool.
Stay in that t-shirt, you don't need to get dressed. 'Cause we got plans to make no plans today. I'm thinking happy hour, on the hour, in the kitchen, in the shower, dancing tipsy, sing with me, baby. When I taste tequila.
People say that the people who have seen him live are like, he's amazing.
Wow.
Because he basically walks out there by himself and does everything on his own. If you want to check out the mashup video of Day Drunk and Tequila, it's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. We call it the BBITM blog. At kfine.com, that's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I think I smell good today.
Oh.
You know, some days you smell better than other days. I think I smell pretty good today.
That's good.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my shit on the side.
It's time for me to make a confession this morning.
Okay.
Yes, I am using my Dracar cologne.
Wow.
My aerosol spray that I got at Kohl's, Dracar, which was my favorite cologne in the 90s. I'm wearing that today.
You have brought it back.
And I also decided today that I wanted to use different deodorant.
Okay. Do you have just like a plethora of different deodorants and you just choose one every day or
no,
what?
I have one. My wife has one. I chose hers today because it smelled powder fresh. And this morning I smell powder fresh.
All right.
Is it
I'll
weird?
Just take your word for
it. Is it weird if a guy smells powder fresh?
I mean, I guess it's better than the alternative.
Do they make a deodorant powder fresh for guys? Or is that just a feminine scent?
I don't know.
I don't have to smell like wintergreen.
No, I don't want you to. I don't think you should smell like wintergreen.
Or whatever that smell is. I smell powder fresh today, and I'm kind of proud of it.
Wintergreen.
Yeah,
like
come smell.
Gum.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Kelly, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Clear your throat. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
What's in store behind that door? What's in store behind that door? Pull it back, there's so much more. What's in store behind that door?
Hey! We have free food from Chicken Salad Chick to give away, and I'm telling you, I was there this past Friday. They have all the different types you want.
Tasty stuff.
Traditional, maybe you want the fruity and nutty. I had the Cranberry Kelly the other day. Have you ever tried the Cranberry Kelly? It kind of surprises you because the sweetness of that cranberry is in there too. Again, my favorite, the jalapeno holly. I think David's favorite was the Kickin' Kaylin. This has buffalo sauce, ranch, bacon, shredded cheddar cheese, jalapeno, sriracha.
Mm.
Put that as a scoop.
Yeah.
On a sandwich. I mean, all kinds of great goodness right there. Let's go to the phones and find caller number 7. They have the chance to win some free food from Chicken Salad Chick right now. Hey, good morning, Kay Fine. Who's this?
Tasha Phillips.
Tasha Phillips. How are you this morning, Tasha?
I'm great.
Where are you calling from?
Pocahontas, Arkansas.
All right. Tasha Phillips, we have your chance to win some free food right now. How does that sound?
Sound great.
Have you been to Chicken Salad Chick yet?
No, sir.
Well, Tasha Phillips, what the heck?
It's good.
Yeah, it's real good. All kinds of different chicken salad. They can put all kinds of different stuff in there. It's going to make it delicious. And we're going to give you the chance to win, okay?
Okay.
We're going to play a game of what's in store behind that door. We have 4 different games. You pick a door, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and we'll tell you which game we're going to play, okay?
Okay, I picked door number 3.
Door number 3. Pull that thing back, Kelly. Oh, no. Tasha Phillips, we're going to play our really old game with a really lame name. It's called No
Your
Show. Tasha Phillips, we have 5 different facts. who relate to either myself or Kelly. You have to tell us who they relate to. You get 3 out of 5 right and you win, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Kelly with question number 1.
Which one of us will celebrate their birthday this weekend? Is it Brandon or Kelly?
Kelly.
Oh, Tasha Phillips, it's my birthday coming up on Sunday. How about this one? You have to get 3 right. Which one of us has 2 broken bones in their foot at the present time? Is it Brandon or Kelly?
It'd be Kelly.
Yes! Congratulations, Tasha, you are correct. You need to get 2 more right.
Okay, whose family already has tickets to go see the Avengers Endgame premiere? Brandon or Kelly?
Kelly.
Hey!
Tasha knows her Kelly. All right, try this one. You can actually win on this one right here. Whose mom was a teacher for 25 years? Brandon or Kelly?
Kelly.
Hey, good job, Tasha.
Congratulations. We're going to hook you up with free food from Chicken Salad Chick.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Tasha. Have a great weekend.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Easter weekend. A lot of people heading into big Easter plans as we move throughout the next couple of days. Many schools off today, so.
Yeah.
Shout out to those of you getting to wake up a little bit later today. So as we get set for Easter, we talked earlier about how so many people are going to have Easter baskets and the Easter Bunny is going to come to houses. And there's events with the Easter Bunny this weekend, like Jonesboro Animal Control is going to have an appearance from the Easter Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's going to hop down the road to Manila, the Blazing Barbecue Festival, which is happening, which that sounds like a really neat event there. I posted more about that on social media. So that's going on this weekend. To me, I think about Kai's Easter basket and when he goes to bed, me hopping over to it and trying to see what he hasn't eaten yet.
Right. It always happens.
So the top 5 Easter candies that people are going to want to steal from their kids' basket. Number 1, and to me, this is the ultimate, and I don't know how there is anything that could top this one.
Okay. I'll tell you.
The Reese's peanut butter egg.
That's good, but I have a topper.
You can top that one. Mm-hmm. See, the great thing about the Reese's peanut butter egg is, on the peanut butter cup, like a regular peanut butter cup, sometimes the sides are a little more hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you go for that big, overflowing Easter egg, you bite into it and it's so much peanut butter.
It is good.
It's like candied peanut butter.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, that's number 1. Mm-hmm. What do you think is number 1?
Well, this is going to cause a controversy.
What is it?
It's a Cadbury Easter egg. I love them, and I've loved them since I was little. And there's people that think that they're the grossest thing ever. And I will say, last year, I made you and David try one, and y'all were like, that's disgusting. And then you ate it, and you tell me the truth. What'd you think?
It's totally not what I anticipated, because, like, literally, I had not had one of those in 40 years of life. Because I saw them on TV. I saw the commercial with the bunny.
Yeah.
And I saw the chocolate open up and, like, the egg-looking stuff come out. And to me, it looked disgusting.
It looked like a real egg and chocolate.
It was
and
too
you
much.
Didn't want it.
So when I tasted it, I was very shocked that it was so sweet and kind of
gooey.
Melty and gooey.
I know.
That's number 5 on the list of the best ones. So number 1, the best one is the Reese's peanut butter eggs. Pastel-colored M&Ms, number 2.
Yeah.
Would you want the nuts in those?
Yes.
See, me too.
I like the peanut M&Ms.
But Kai is more of a regular
plain
M&M guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say the Jelly Belly jelly beans
are
a big Easter thing. And the chocolate bunnies, like the Hershey's chocolate bunnies. Now, some of the ones that people hate, and this is kind of wild to me, marshmallow Peeps.
I was going to say, I bet it's the Peeps.
My wife bought 3 boxes of Peeps the other day.
Really?
They say generic jelly beans aren't really popular. The bubblegum eggs.
Yes.
Kai loves those.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, you get the box, it looks like a little milk carton full of eggs.
Yeah.
And then they say there's, I guess I've never had these, there's candy-covered almonds, Jordan almonds.
Ugh, yuck.
See, I would like
I don't like those.
But the number 1 Easter candy is the peanut butter egg. So just a heads up, if you're a kid listening right now and you get that in your basket and you want to save that for the next day, hide it. Because if it's in the basket and you're asleep, your parents are going to eat it,
no
pretty
doubt.
Much guaranteed.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
That's Chris Young, Raised on Country.
Okay.
It's 8:17 at K-Fine Country. We have 2 guys in the studio with us who are always fun every time we see them. And basically, we see them everywhere.
Obviously, there's someone that needs to go karaoke with us.
Come on with it.
Hey, Shay Racy joins us in the studio. Jamie Seaborn joins us in the studio this morning. How are y'all?
Good morning. Doing great.
So, Racy.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear me and Kelly covering Old Town Road.
I didn't. Do we want to?
No, be glad.
Get this done right now.
It was pretty good. Have you heard that song?
I haven't. I don't.
Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Racy.
I'm sorry. I thought
you were like more hip than that.
I'm pretty cultured, but I mean, it's hit or miss.
This is country hip though.
It's country.
I bet
hip.
Your kids know it.
Was Corey Jackson?
Corey Jackson. We met him the other night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I've been listening. I've been bumping that.
All right. Yeah. Got some Corey Jackson stuff going on.
I do.
So Jonesboro Dare, part of the Jonesboro Police Department, has a big event coming up tomorrow. And I don't know which one of you ordered the perfect weather. Who was it?
That'd be both of us. Yeah. We'll say both of us. Yeah. We've been praying since
we sent the message up.
February.
But man, talk about a beautiful weekend as we look forward. What is it? Sunshine and right around 70?
Yeah, perfect.
So, Color Me Dare is happening tomorrow. Joe Mack, tell me about this event.
Man, Color Me Dare is in its third year. This is when I came over to the program. This is the first event that I did, and ironically enough, it'll be the last one I do as a DARE officer. So, it's going to be a fun time. Always is a fun time. It's going to be this Saturday at April 20th at 9. The race will actually start at 9.
Gotcha.
But we want people to kind of start getting there around 8:00 to get registered and finish getting registered and pick up your package if you hadn't already picked it up, and get ready for the pre-race festivities.
Can we tease festivities? Yeah. Do we know what's happening?
Pre-race. Yes. So DJ Buzzkill will be there on the ones and the twos.
Is that Kelly?
That,
no. She's the K5 Buzzkill.
Wow.
Spoiler alert.
There's that, guys.
That was just a little wrong with it.
It was. Go ahead.
Dwayne Busby will be there. He'll be spinning the tracks for us that morning. And Nancy Owens is going to do a Zumba warm up for us.
Sweet.
To the tune.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Pretty fun.
Wait, what tune is it?
She's got several songs she did. I think last year she did some YMCA. And
is it true that you were one of the main ones that was up at the front dancing?
Come on with it.
Okay. There's a few moves that he couldn't do. So
well, yeah, I mean, she did a little look back at it, and I couldn't look back. I couldn't look back at it. Everything in me was just, it's like, I just can't do that. I can't do that, Nancy. But it was great. It was awesome. Awesome time. But it's always fun. People come up dressed up. Officer Seaborn will probably have on his tutu for the second
year. Oh, no. Please, no. Yeah,
he did.
Did y'all see Diana put that on news?
Did she put that out? Did she wear it? Or
no,
did you do it?
No, she did. I should have took it.
I was going to say, that's really a story.
So funny.
So why are you all doing this? Why does this event happen?
We have to support our program. We have to raise funds for our program to be able to provide it free of cost to the schools, to the families. We don't want them to have to pay for one thing. You know, we want them to be able to come in and everybody get a DARE t-shirt and pencils and books and everything. And we want to just be able to lay all of that out to them so we can connect with those kids and try to get them making good choices.
And it's an awesome program too. I've had 3 kids go through it now. Awesome. Bruce, my youngest, is the one that's gone through it this year.
Yes.
And they learn a ton of stuff that, you know, a lot of kids aren't able to, I guess, learn about.
That's right.
When you think about the importance of this happening in schools, I remember DARE from when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I remember officers coming in and they would basically say, here's why you want to stay away from some of these drugs and things like that.
Right.
It's obviously even more important now because I think the stuff is out there even further.
Oh, yeah.
You guys probably have heard and seen some pretty crazy stuff, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So is that the reason you're so passionate about getting out there and spreading the word?
Absolutely. We do, because it amazes me how, you know, kids deal with bullying now. It just seems like it's so tough. And the fifth graders talking about suicide just amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they, you know, they tell us this stuff in their essays, and it really touches us. And the drug stuff, some kid just that's never seen it before, and then some of them that we teach is like, yeah, I know what that is. I've seen that. And and some of them thought, hey, this was okay until we start telling them what it actually is and change their outlook on it.
So DARE and the Color Me DARE event is happening tomorrow at Joe Mack. There's also a special school challenge, basically incentivizing schools to get their schools out there and represent.
Yeah, this is a really cool event. So whenever you go on race roster to register for our event, I'll get that out in a minute.
Yeah.
Whenever you go in there, Whenever you go register, it's going to ask you a question. It says, are you competing with the school challenge? And your answer is yes.
Right.
And then you'll scroll down. And now it's just the schools that's inside the city limits of Jonesboro this year.
Right.
So all the schools that we teach at. And so basically they'll go down, select their school. And then whichever is the winning school, if they reach 50 participants, then we're going to give them $250.
Oh, sweet.
Now, if that winning school reaches 75, we're going to bump that up to $500.
Wow.
Nice. So is there still time for people to get registered? I know the event's happening tomorrow, but can they still sign up?
Absolutely. They can still sign up all the way to the time of the race. RaceRoster.com, we've got it. It'll be live and open until then. We'll also be doing handwritten registrations if they want to show up the day of the race. And also at the police department at 1001 South Caraway, if for some reason you don't do online or do anything like that, you can go up there and speak with Mary Oliver or any of the girls over in records, and they'll get you hooked up.
So it's going to be a fun run, no real pressure or anything like that. But right. At the same point, after it's all over, you're going to have a little throwdown, a little party, right?
A little party.
Dare guys like to eat.
We like to eat. We like to party. We like the music. We like to dance a little bit. And we're actually going to have a few drawings for some Gearhead gift cards.
Awesome.
And probably some couple other things, but we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. We're going to eat. We're going to do some dogs and burgers and things like that. We want to send folks away happy so they'll come back.
Well, we appreciate you all coming in this morning. Color Me Dare tomorrow, Joe Matt Campbell Park. And Officer Racy, we appreciate your contribution to the students.
Thank you, Brandon.
And anytime you guys want to come back in, you're welcome.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to teach Officer Racy Old Town Road, and he might sing that coming.
Yes.
Sounds
good.
Let's do it.
So, 824 in K-Fine Country.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 833 in K-Fine Country. It's Brandon. It's Kelly. Shay Racy and Jamie Seaborn join us this morning. They're the Jonesboro Police Dare officers, and they are about to be put on the spot. So
here we go.
This is going to be awesome.
Brandon loves doing this to people, by the way.
We are now recording them, so we'll have this forever. These two guys who are preparing for their Dare race tomorrow are about to sing Old Town Road on the radio.
And I just heard this like 2 seconds ago.
All right. So Jamie has a little bit of a disadvantage.
Shay, but he sounds good.
Shay totally wants, I don't know that song. And then we played it. He started singing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Kelly, pass your mic over to Jamie.
Okay.
Just for quality purposes. All right. Are you two ready?
I get Kelly's mic.
All right, here we go.
Are y'all nervous at all?
We're anxious.
Luckily, Kelly's going to help us. Cause
all right, she is?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is Old Town Road, as done by Shay Racy and Jamie Seaborn of Jonesboro Dare.
Here we go.
Gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
Horse is in the bag, horse tag is attached. Hat is matte black, got the boots in black to match. Riding on a horse, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been off the porch now. Nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, bull riding and rude. Cowboy from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen. They will educate your students in the schools and sing Old Town Road on the radio.
That's
Shay Racy, Jamie Seaborn in the studio live this morning on K-Fine. Great to see you guys.
Awesome. Always a pleasure. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So evidently the Avengers movie is going to be as big as anything this year, if not ever.
Yes.
And we have a really cool thing on our Facebook page today where we're making finalists. At the end of the week next week, there will be 8 people who are finalists to win the Ultimate Avengers giveaway. And what this is your chance to go to the sold-out show. We secured the tickets, and we're going to give you $50 in concession money, Malco money, for you to go to the movies. So if you're like, man, I wanted to go to the premiere, but I didn't get tickets in time. It sold out too fast. Man, it's kind of expensive to go. Guess what? We're taking care of all of that Malco money. Free tickets to the premiere coming up on Thursday. And it's as simple as going to our Facebook page.
All you got to do is like and share. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. KFIN. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if I were to write a book about Carrie Underwood, I think I would call it 1001 Ways That Carrie Underwood Is Super Relatable to Females, right?
Oh, yeah.
She sends a tweet out that says, and I quote, "Just referred to my time in the dentist chair when they gave me the gas as, quote, me time. I really need a spa day or a night out or something. Hashtag help me. Hashtag that's kind of sad." You can check out that tweet and all the responses to it from all these females who can relate when you follow Carrie Underwood on Twitter.
So Kelsea Ballerini was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry this week by several of her idols. One was Carrie Underwood, and also Keith Urban made a surprise appearance. But before she went on stage, she talked about how much she's learned on the road touring with Keith Urban and Kelly Clarkson, and it's got her ready for her own headline tour. She said that she did a theater tour last year, but now she's jumping to the stadium arena tours, and it's a really big jump. So she was really nervous about it. But she said the first night she sold out, and she thought, you know what? I'm good. This is the coolest thing ever. And she was ready to go. So just a little bit of nerves right when she started.
I read that she got to play her hometown last night of Knoxville.
Aww.
Like, how cool is that? To go back to your hometown and sell out the arena there. It's pretty cool. So speaking of Kelsea Ballerini, her husband is Morgan Evans. Morgan has a song out called Day Drunk. This is what it sounds like. It's catchy.
We bought that champagne for New Year's. We got one bottle left. Let's pop it open, baby, what you say?
All right, so that's Morgan Evans. You know the song Tequila by Dan and Shay. Let me give you a second of that.
When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you cutting up the floor.
So Morgan Evans, who is extremely talented, and people who have seen him in concert say he gets out on stage and basically it's his own band as well. Like, he's really crazy talented. Well, he's remixed, mashed up his song Day Drunk with Tequila, and this is what it sounds like when you put them together.
Still shut down the party.
It's Kelsea's husband, Morgan Evans.
I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey or red wine, champagne all night, little scotch on the rocks, and I'm fine, I'm fine.
Let's go to his song here. This is.
We bought that champagne for New Year's. We got one bottle left. Let's pop it open, baby, what you say?
Anyway, it's really cool, a mashup performance of Tequila and Day Drunk. And you can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. We call it the BBITM blog. And it's at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV this weekend?
Now, I will say there's a lot of things coming out on Netflix, a little bit too many. So it might be a good time to get on there and kind of see what all they're offering. I know you like to do that.
Thank you.
But on Sunday, we're going to have American Idol, and it's going to be Disney night. And then, of course, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There's TV for you, Brandon.
Hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.